Bonjour à tous.
Good morning, everyone.
Bon, je parle français.
We speak English.
Je veux remercier le pasteur Schaller.
I want to thank Pastor Schaller.
Qui me donne cette grande opportunité.
That he gives me this opportunity.
De partager
to share
quelques mots avec vous.
Some words with you.
Et remercier le pasteur Chibeli.
I want to thank Pastor Chibeli
pour tout son ministère dans ma vie.
For all his ministry in my own life.
Le grand investissement.
And the great investment.
Et puis remercier tous les pasteurs amis qui ont contribuer à ma croissance spirituelle dans la grâce.
And also all the friend pastors that I have that contributed to the investment of grace in my life.
Je vais parler de pasteur Luigi.
Pastor Luigi.
Pasteur Texier.
Pasteur Texier.
Pasteur Paul qui n'est pas là.
Pastor Paul who is not here now.
Et puis mon très cher ami pasteur Bamouni.
And my dear friend Pastor Bamouni.
Que j'appelle mon parrain.
That I call my godfather.
Oui, il est mon conseiller.
He's my counselor.
Donc je le suis partout.
So I received everywhere.
Et j'apprends avec lui.
And I learn from him.
Et donc ce matin, je voudrais partager une réflexion.
So this morning I would like to share a thought I had.
Tiré de Apocalypse 1 verset 6.
From Revelation 1 verse 6.
Donc là, il est question de Christ ressuscité.
So here it's talking about Christ resurrected.
Il a dit.
It says.
Qu'il a fait de nous.
He has made us.
Un royaume.
Kings.
Des sacrificateurs.
And priests.
Pour Dieu son Père.
Unto God and His Father.
J'ai toujours pensé que. C'est lorsque Jésus reviendra bientôt que nous régnerons avec lui au millénium.
So I had a thought that as kings we're going to reign with him in the millennium.
Et donc j'attendais que Jésus vienne pour régner avec lui dans le millénium.
So I was waiting for Jesus to come back so I could reign with him in the millennium.
Mais ces derniers temps, j'ai réfléchi sur ce verset.
But in these last times I was reflecting on this verse.
Et sur le mot, il a fait de nous des rois.
And I was focusing on the word that he has made us kings.
Et j'ai vu que, en fait, je pouvais commencer à régner maintenant.
And I realized that I could even now start to reign.
Parce que un roi.
Because a king.
Il est doté d'un pouvoir.
He has some powers.
Il a le pouvoir.
He has powers.
Je dirais même qu'il a des pouvoirs.
He has powers.
Et donc, ayant des pouvoirs,
so because we do have powers,
le roi règne.
The king reigns.
Il règne pour le bien de son peuple.
He reigns for the good, the well-being, the welfare of his people.
Il exerce l'autorité.
He's exercising his authority.
Pour édifier sa nation.
To edify his nation, his people.
Son autorité.
His authority.
Pour faire régner la justice.
To implement justice.
Donc le roi a des pouvoirs.
So the king has powers.
Et il a dit que Christ a fait de nous des rois.
And it says here that Christ has made us kings.
C'est grand ça.
It's great, it's big.
Nous sommes des rois.
We are kings.
Vous êtes des reines.
You are queens.
Salut.
Hello. salutations.
OK. Donc il a fait d'une des rois, on va voir quelques pouvoirs qu'on a reçus de la part du Seigneur.
So he has made us kings, so we're going to see what kind of powers
et,
that he has given us.
Ce que revêt le fait d'être roi en Jésus Christ.
What does it mean to be a king in Jesus Christ?
Donc on a eu le pouvoir.
We had powers
sur nos trois ennemis.
Over our three enemies.
Sur Satan.
Over Satan.
Sur la chair.
Over the flesh.
Sur le monde.
Over the world.
Ils ne peuvent plus nous commander.
They cannot command us.
Maintenant, nous pouvons leur résister.
Now we can resist them.
Et les vaincre.
And to vanquish them.
Au nom de Jésus.
In the name of Jesus.
On a le pouvoir sur le péché.
We have power over sin.
Paul dit que le péché n'aura plus de pouvoir sur vous.
Paul says that sin will have no power over you.
Parce que vous êtes sous la grâce.
Because we are under grace.
On a le pouvoir sur la mort.
We have power over death.
Avant de connaître Christ, j'avais beaucoup peur de mourir.
Before I knew Christ, I had a lot of fear about dying.
Mais lorsque je l'ai reçu dans ma vie,
but when I received him in my life,
j'ai prié pour mourir.
I prayed that I would die.
Parce que la mort ne me faisait plus peur.
Because death was not, I was not afraid of it anymore.
Ensuite, le roi que nous sommes.
And then the king that we are.
Nous sommes appelés à manifester la vie de Jésus-Christ, le roi des rois.
We are busy manifesting the life of Jesus Christ, the King of Kings.
À offrir une réponse de Dieu.
To offer a response from God.
Dans les situations.
In situations.
Dans les relations fraternelles.
In the relationship between brothers and sisters.
Dans les relations avec les païens.
In the relationship that we have with the pagan.
Dans les persécutions.
In persecution.
Et dans notre condition sociale.
In, and also in our social situation.
Manifester la vie de Christ.
To manifest the life of Christ.
En tant que roi.
As a king.
Nous sommes appelés à manifester une qualité de vie.
We are called to manifest a quality of life.
La sainteté de vie.
The holiness of life.
Ça, c'est la qualité de vie céleste.
That's the quality of life that's from heaven.
Et en tant que roi sur la terre,
so as a king on the earth,
quand nous vivons de la sainteté,
as we live from holiness,
nous montrons au monde,
we are showing the world,
la qualité de vie dans le royaume de Dieu,
the quality of life that is in heaven.
En tant que roi,
as a king,
il nous appelle à vivre pour les autres,
he calls us to live for other people,
à penser aux autres,
to think about other people,
à penser au bien des autres,
to think of it, to, of the welfare of other people,
à penser à l'édification des frères,
to think about edifying our brothers and sisters,
comme Christ,
as Christ,
qui a renoncé à sa gloire,
who renounced all his glory,
sa vie à la croix,
to give his life at the cross,
pour nous,
for us,
le roi des rois,
he is the king of kings,
il a pensé à nous.
He thought about us.
Et nous aussi.
And us also.
Nous régnons quand nous pensons aux autres.
We are reigning as we think of others.
En tant que roi.
So as a king.
Nous sommes appelés à donner de l'espoir aux païens.
We are called to give hope to the pagans.
Vous savez, les hommes politiques, ils donnent l'espoir aux populations.
So the political government, they give hope to the people.
Votez moi, vous aurez ceci, vous aurez cela.
So if you vote for me, you're going to give, receive this and receive that.
Eh bien, nous, on offre aux gens le bonheur éternel par la foi en Jésus-Christ.
But we offer eternal happiness through salvation in Jesus Christ.
Donc, lorsqu'on prêche l'évangile,
so as we preach the gospel,
bien, nous offrons l'espoir éternel aux gens.
We offer eternal hope to people.
Et si nous aimons les païens,
and if we love pagans,
offrons l'espoir en Jésus-Christ.
They will find a hope in Jesus Christ.
Et enfin,
and finally,
en tant que roi,
as a king,
dans le royaume,
in the kingdom,
il y aura des problèmes.
There will be problems.
Il y aura des gens qui vont tomber.
There will be people that will fall away.
Nous sommes appelés en tant que roi,
and we are called as king,
à être des réparateurs de brèches,
to be the breach repairers.
Ça, c'est le cœur du roi.
That is the heart of the king.
Et quand j'ai compris ça,
and as I understood that,
j'ai adoré le Seigneur.
I adored the Lord.
Pour ce grand ministère,
I worshipped him for this great mystery
dans lequel il m'a placé,
in which he placed me.
Et c'est dans ce ministère,
and this ministry, and
j'ai
it is this, in this ministry that
nous sommes tous des rois et des reines.
We are all kings and queens.
Que Dieu vous bénisse.
May God bless you.
Cher roi,
dear king,
et chère reine,
and dear queens.
Merci beaucoup.
Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor Conan. He can really preach in English, too. I've heard him. Would you stand with me and turn to Luke chapter 5? How many of you, I'm not going to say believe, I know this will be the greatest convention ever. Yeah. Say amen.
Amen.
Why? We're growing in the faith. We're older in the faith, not older. And the advance of God as he's moving on, and the call and the purpose of God. This is going to be the greatest convention in the history of GGWO. Amen? And I want to believe that with all of my heart. Because faith cometh by... We're going to hear a lot. And it's going to be incredible. Vision, life, transformations. Maybe areas of my life that I'm blind in will be... I'd be given light for those, strength for weaknesses. It's amazing. So, Father, thank you. As we read Luke 5, verse 3, and he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now, when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught or a catch. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. We don't have there's not one thing, not nothing. Nevertheless, at your word I will let down the net. And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net broke. Father, thank you. We think of this amazing truth in the Bible. Simon Peter knew a lot about fishing in the lake. That was his livelihood. But he experienced a great surprise, a great surprise. The net was full. And it broke. We pray, God, as we come here, we are going to see some amazing miracles take place. Bless our time this morning. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. I'd also like to have Pastor Luigi and Isabel stand up. And Sebastian, would you just stand for me? They are so incredible in their lives. They have been used by God to bring so many people in Togo, Benin, Burkina Faso, the Ivory Coast, Mali, and Niger. They train so many people, love people, spent 12, 13 years there. And without them, the mission in Africa would be very little, I believe. So they have done an amazing job. And thank God for their lives. Amen. I've been thinking, I got up this morning at 3:26, not because I wanted to, just happened. And I began to think about something that took place in my life. You like stories, right, Pastor Shella? I like stories too. And I remember something that happened. My brother and I went to somebody was getting married and they have a party for the man. And I went to the party and I said to him, he was there and I was watching him for like an hour. And I said to him, how come you're not drinking? You're not drinking at all. Wine is a mocker. Like, I think I could say that too, right? Wine is a mocker. Strong drink is raging. And he says, well, I've been watching you. How come you're not drinking either? And I said, not only am I not drinking, but I have not used drugs anymore as of a few days ago. He said, what happened? I said, Jesus Christ came into my life. I was born again. I got saved. He said, when? I said, the other day. He said, me too. The other day. Now that was a surprise of grace. That was incredible. We're looking at each other and we're wondering, here's two sons. We said to our mother, Isn't it amazing you've got one son? And she wasn't really overjoyed about this, but we left at the same time. He went to Asia, China. He went there, and I went to Africa. And I said to my mother, can you imagine? You have two sons. One of them is in this place, and one's in the other. She goes, yeah, it's great, isn't it? I said, what about my grandchildren? I said, we're coming. Don't worry about it. By the way, I never told her how long we'd be gone for. I always said a few months at a time. And I was thinking about the surprises of grace, the surprises of grace that take place in all of our lives. Peter is on this lake, which he knows like the back of his hand. You can see how Jesus actually did 5 miracles on Peter's lake. This was the first one of them. That launch out into the deep and let down your net for a draught. We've been doing this all night, and there are no fish ever caught in the daytime on this lake. Nevertheless, at your what? At your rhema, at your personal, precise word to me, I'm going to launch out and let down my net. And they had this great multitude of fishes. Surprise. Surprise. He did it in Matthew 8, stilling a storm. He did it in Matthew 14, walking on water. He did it in Matthew 17, coin out of a fish's mouth. He did it in John 21, miraculous catch. And Jesus Christ in our lives desires to give us these grace surprises. Are you with me? The surprises of grace. And because we are sometimes these rational people who have it all figured out in life, and we've got this plan, and we just say, here's my plan, God bless it. My plan. Bless my plan. And God brings in these incredible grace surprises. It began with me one time in 1971, which was a number of years ago, 47 years ago. I wanted to get out of America. I said to myself, I'm sick and tired of my reputation. I'm sick and tired of crime. I'm sick and tired of drugs. I'm sick and tired of my friends. I'm sick and tired of my family. I got to get out of here. So I get on an airplane and I fly to Switzerland. Me, Switzerland. Street kid. I'm in Interlaken, Switzerland. And I feel like, wow, the mountains, the air, the place. This is so amazing. Like, I'm away from everything. And I'm walking down the street. I have a cheese sandwich in my hand. And I hear something like this. Hey, Shibeli! Surprise. It's Michael Nicotuck, one of the students in technical high school in 1963. I'm like, it just isn't working. This is not working. It was quite a surprise. It got me to think about, like, instead of running away, why not run to God? Why not run to God? I'll never forget when we first moved to Ghana I went in 86, but we moved there. And we spent 42 days in a small, Pastor Morkley knows the hotel. It's in Community 9, Satellite Hotel. You know that place. And I got a room for like $6 and $7, something like that. You can imagine what that was like. It was about 12 by 10, and there was 4 of us with 8 hockey bags. Those big, you know, bags. Putting things in. Nowhere to move. My wife is amazing. She cooked for 42 days with charcoal on the porch of the hotel. Little did I know it was a house of prostitution. That's why it was so cheap. That was on the bottom floor. We were on the top floor. We never knew till years later. And so we go to the property one time. There was a piece of property that we had that was there. And we had our first, like, church service. And it's drizzling out. You know when it drizzles in Africa, not a lot of people come. So we're there, and I'm sitting there waiting for people to come in. It's like 15, 20, 30 minutes. Nobody comes. Now, I'm saying to my wife, let's just go back to America. This is ridiculous. The hotel, 42 days. Nobody shows up for church. She goes, I got a better idea. I said, what's that? Since you're the pastor now. What's that? No, I'm just joking. She said, let's walk around the property 7 times. Let's go around the property. It was maybe like 500 by 200. Let's walk around the property 7 times and let's pray. The kids will have a good time. They're all wet. It's all mud. Let's just have a good time. I'm like, yeah, a good time? I said, okay. Reluctantly, I said, let's pray. So we did it. We walked around 7 times. We were there about an hour and we just prayed. And it was amazing because when Pastor Stevens came in 1993 on that piece of property, there was 1,000 people, 84 graduates, and 7 ordinations on that piece of property. Surprise. Surprise. I love those surprises, you know? We sold our brother into Egypt. And then Genesis 45 and 50, he reveals himself to them. Surprise, it's Joseph, the brother whom you sold. And it's amazing. And these surprises of grace are to edify us, to build us, to deliver us, to set us free. Incredible. I was evangelizing over at Aldi's yesterday. And there was a guy with the magazines. You know those people, the magazines and the briefcases, right? And he said to me, I'd like to talk to you about Jesus. And he put his hand out. I said, 2 John 9 and 10 says, not to greet you, neither to give you Godspeed, and I'm definitely not shaking your hand. He was shocked. You won't shake my hand? I said, no, I will not shake your hand and have any part with you. I don't want somebody to see me shaking your hand. Surprise. You met truth. Truth. Pastor Shell has a great message this morning. I like, the world is like this, and I'm going to just, what? I'm Mordecai standing against it all. In Christ. Surprise. Now you say, I don't know if I'd agree with that. I would do something different. That's fine with you. I was led by the Spirit to not touch the hand. And that guy got really angry. I don't know why. But you get so angry. Surprise. Surprise. I don't fellowship with false doctrine. It says they don't have the Father and the Son. Don't greet them. Don't let them into your house. Surprise. You're not getting in. And the surprises of God. Here is Jacob, and he has life all figured out like all of us do at times, myself included. And then all of a sudden, things are starting to go the wrong way. And he says, I'm fleeing the promised land. And all of a sudden, in Bethel, he gets 7 promises from God. And he wakes up. He's got his head on a pillow of rock. It's a rock. And he has a dream, and he sees a ladder from heaven, the angels of God ascending and descending there, just like in John chapter 1. And he wakes up, and he says, wow, amazing. How amazing, it says in King James, how dreadful is this place? It means how awesome is this place. This is amazing. Surely the Lord was in this place, and what? I knew it not. Surprise, God is here. Surprise, God is here. And sometimes we'll find people, and maybe in our own lives, when we go in another direction. Every time I made decisions to say I'm not doing this anymore, walk away from God, a person backslides, and you know what? God meets them right where they're at. Surprise. God is here. Right? Huh! I'm in this pig pen of life in Luke 15. Surprise. The Holy Spirit shows up. Amen? And he came to himself. But you know, sometimes I'm not looking and waiting and believing in those surprises from God. And I think it's incredible what can take place in our lives. Maybe somebody says, well, I've had this illness for so long in Mark chapter 5. I've had this illness, and this is incredible, and it's been 12 years. I've spent all of my money on all these physicians, and I've not gotten better. I've gotten worse. And all of a sudden, you touch the garment of Jesus, and guess what? Surprise. You're delivered from the issue of blood. You got 6,000 demons in you, and you're living in a cemetery. I used to always hide out in cemeteries, a great place. Police will never find you there. Whenever I did something, I'd run for a cemetery. Something about cemeteries. Pastor Bob Mooney knows what I'm talking about. Cemeteries. And all of a sudden, Jesus comes. And here's this man. And he's filled with demons. Let us alone. What have we to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth? Come out of him. Surprise. He becomes an evangelist and preaches in 10 cities. The surprises of grace. I don't care. You can say, yes, I'm aware of it. I pray for it. I'm sensitive about it. I'm broken about it. Cancer destroys people's lives. But you know something? Is there a possibility, a truthful possibility, that if I have cancer, surprise, God can heal? Amen? Only believe. Only believe. I was talking to a man the other day. I wasn't talking to him, but I made a telephone call. I was talking to a pastor's daughter. She said, my father's been unconscious for 6 days. I said, put the phone, your phone, next to his ear. I want to speak to him on the phone from here to Africa. I started to speak to him, and she says, wait a minute, wait a minute. His eyes opened. Surprise! Surprise! His eyes opened. He sat up. Oh, no. The doctor said he's unconscious. The doctor said it's over. The doctor said, thank God for doctors. Please don't get me wrong now. I go to them sometimes. Surprise! You get healed. My heart's not, you know what? God can heal a heart. Amen? God can heal cancer. Hallelujah. God can heal a back. God can heal a neck. God can heal knees and legs and everything. Surprise! You know what's going on in my life? Well, the way you're talking, I'm not so sure I want to. But you know what? The surprises of grace. We are surrounded by 185,000 Assyrians. They've destroyed every single city all the way to Jerusalem, and they've got us surrounded. There's nothing to eat. We're going to die. What should we do? Start eating each other? That was the thought pattern at that time. And God says, looking down at you, angel, one of you, I know you're on your lunch break. Go. You go. You go. And you go down there and 185,000 Assyrians corpses are out there. As they look over the wall, they don't see 185,000 intimidating army. Surprise, they see corpses. God delivered. God delivered. Well, you know, it's not easy to get a job. I'm unemployed. Surprise. Just a prayer and a faith and surprise, I got a job. Amen. Are you with me? I could never be a missionary. I could never be a pastor. I can't pray. I can't study the Bible. I could never go to Bible school. Surprise! I had such a negative attitude about Bible school. I had already been to 3 universities. I was an engineer, a teacher, went for a master's in counseling, and somebody said, "Did you ever think about going to Bible school?" I said, "Well, the way I'm thinking about you right now is not so good. I don't want to hear it." And then I go, my first class is a 12-inch television set with somebody yelling on the television set. Pastor Stevens. And I'm like, and we're in a room and it's freezing and there's no heat. It's a New England winter in February. I'm there and you're alternating between pens and gloves. And I'm thinking, what am I doing here? And surprise, it was the beginning of Bible school for me. Surprise, I graduated in 84. Surprise, we have Bible schools. I didn't come to Baltimore this year to convention to ever think about Bible school. Surprise! Surprise! God speaks and God touches. This gracious surprise. And to me, it's incredible. One day, you know, you're in a certain denomination, Pastor Conan, and you meet somebody with a finished work grace message, and surprise! You're now following Jesus Christ in the message of grace and the finished work. Surprise! We were playing a championship game in 1992. Basketball. Okay? My favorite sport. Can't play anymore, but still my favorite sport. So we're down by 2 points, 1 point, and it's 8 seconds to go. So I call a huddle of the team. I was the coach, player coach, but mostly coach. And I said, let's pray. And I said to this one man, you take the shot. I told the story before, I'm telling it again. You take the shot. He goes, me? I said, you are going to take the last shot. This was a championship game televised in Ghana, Accra. He goes, I'm a Muslim. You just prayed to Jesus, whom I don't believe in. You want me to take the shot? I said, exactly. Guess what happened? The ball went in. We won the championship. Now, this is only part of the story. Now, 3 years later, I'm driving to Togo, and I'm stopped by an immigration officer to check my car because I look like I'm a criminal. And the guy says, Pastor Shibeli. I said, yeah? He said, remember me? I'm Francis Parker. He goes, I'm born again. I said, how'd you get saved? He said, the shot. The shot. You let me take the shot. Surprise. Surprise. Are you with me? Huh? Hello? Surprises of God. I'm unclean and undone. Surprise. My eyes have seen the King. Isaiah chapter 6. Surprise. Surprise. What are we going to do about 135,000 Midianites? I got something for you. Surprise. God's going to use 300 of you to defeat them. It's called the grace surprise. And if I'm just going through my life with this mundane kind of attitude, oh yeah, it's always going to be the way it is, and nothing's going to happen, nothing's going to take place, you know, and I'm not waiting for the surprises of grace. I'm not waiting. Surprise! Your husband got converted. Surprise! Your wife got saved. Surprise! Your children want God. Surprise! Your life's been healed. Surprise! Anxiety's gone. Surprise! No more fear. Surprise! Surprises of grace. Mark chapter 2. You've been paralyzed. Surprise! You're going to walk. Hello? Matthew 8. My servant's at home, grievously vexed. He's really sick. Surprise! I'm going to heal him. You don't even need to go there. Just speak the word and my servant will be healed. Matthew chapter 15. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. Let me touch her. Surprise! She's been delivered. Hallelujah! Surprise! No, but I'm just going through. This is going to be the great surprise. This convention. A surprise of grace. And maybe there's something in my life. There's a besetting sin. There's a thorn in the flesh. There's an area of blindness. Grace, surprise. It can all go in a moment of time. Hello, hello, hello. Are you with me? I don't know. I don't know if I should think about that country. Surprise. It's on God's heart. Surprise. The surprises of God's grace. They're incredible. It looks like the boat's sinking. Surprise, we're all going to make it in alive. We're going to lose the boat, Acts 27. Surprise, you've been prayed out of jail. Peter is being prayed for by the church, and he comes knocking at the door after God opens the prison doors, and Rhoda comes to the door, and she sees Peter, and she said, it's Peter, and they say, you're mad. You're mad. You don't even believe your own prayers. Church doesn't even believe its own prayers. It's Peter. Surprise, Acts 16. We're in prison, and then there comes an earthquake, and the doors open, and surprise, we're all coming out. Surprise. Surprises of grace. God could use you to lead a soul to Christ. God could use you to communicate to the gospel, even if you don't even know what you're talking about. I went out. I had no idea about anything about the gospel. I stood on the corner in 1976 with the Bible, and somebody said to me, what do you want? I said, I don't know. They said, what do you got a Bible for? I said, Jesus delivered me. They said, well, tell me. I said, I can't tell you anything. I don't know anything. Surprise, God could use you. Amen. Surprise, God can set prisoners free. Surprise, Walpole State Penitentiary, a federal and state prison over in Massachusetts, is the key people sponsoring this massive orphans thing we have going in Uganda. Surprise, prisoners. And they said to me in a letter, can we call ourselves Greater Grace? They can go on the list. They said, we want to be called Greater Grace of Walpole. There's 40 of them. Surprise! Surprise! You see some of them, they walk around, they got shaved heads with tattoos. I hate my mother. Can't get those tattoos off, you know. I mean, unbelievable. Surprise! They're born again. Surprise! They're behind the ministry. Surprise! They pray for us. We come to Baltimore in closing with a great surprise. The surprises of grace. One day when it opens up in Revelation 19 and all the world's got it all figured out about how things are going, what they're doing, governments and politics and all of that craziness. You know, they got it all figured out, the way that the world's going. And then heaven opens and Jesus comes. Surprise! Surprise! The King is coming! Surprise! All your nonsense is finished! Surprise! He'll reign on earth! Surprise! Let's be available this week for the surprises of grace, healing, removing anxiety and fears and human reason, deliverance, calls that are made on people's lives, training, the word of God, believing God for provision, for mission, seeing what God will do. Thank God for the surprises of grace. We thank you, Father. Bless this day today. Thank you for the surprises of grace. Thank you. Surprise, Jesus is in the fire in Daniel 3. Surprise, deliver from a lion's den, Daniel 6. Surprise, surprise. We thank you, God, for the surprises of grace. The surprises of grace. All these barren women, Sarah, Rebecca, and Rachel, surprise, they had children. Surprise. We thank you today. Here's a great surprise. In one moment today, you can change kingdoms. Surprise. Not because of you or what you've done, but because of Jesus, who he is and what he has done. Surprise. I can be translated from darkness to light. From the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of his dear son. In a moment of time, if you're here or you're watching on the internet, simply say this. Make a decision. You would be surprised what could happen. Jesus, save me. Cleanse me of sin. Come into my life. Deliver me. Help me. Change me. Save me. With our eyes closed, our heads bowed, if that's your prayer and you're here this morning, this afternoon, if that's your prayer on the internet, just put your hand up or acknowledge it on the internet. Jesus is now my Savior. Thank you. Say, yes, God. And for all of us here, let's just stand quietly and let's pray. Let's stand and let's pray. Lift your hands to God if you're led. Just lift your hands in praise to God and say, Jesus, I want to receive a surprise of grace. I have received the surprise of grace already. I'm looking for the grace surprise. Maybe it's healing. Maybe it's a touch from God. Maybe it's a deliverance in some area. Maybe it's mercy for sin. Maybe it's grace for strength. Maybe it's light for darkness. Maybe it's truth for a lie. Maybe it's hope for my children, grandchildren, a husband, a wife, maybe unsaved friends. Maybe it's the gospel. Surprise. Make me a soul winner. Surprise. Surprise. Make me a soul winner. That's a surprise from grace. We thank you today. We praise you. Just praise the Lord. Thank him today. The surprises of grace. Thank you, Jesus. The grace surprise. We thank you. We got saved. Surprise. It's amazing. We got delivered. We've been translated. No more death. Wow, I've been delivered. I have eternal life. Surprise. Surprise. Insecurity, surprise, is leaving today. Poor self-image, surprise, that can go too. The surprises of grace, the victory of the grace surprise. We thank you today. Bless our day today. Bring us back tonight with a great expectation for what will take place. Thank you for the body. Surprise, we're in the body. Surprise, we're not in the world. Surprise, we make a difference. Surprise, we have a great commission. Surprise, surprise, surprise. In Jesus' name, and everybody said surprise. Surprise. Everybody said surprise. Amen.